Hello, everyone. So this is going to be the audio where I answer all the questions that you sent in. I originally was going to do a two-part and have one with all of the safe for work questions and then one with all the not safe for work ones, but because I wanted to do an edging challenge for the not safe for work ones, I was going to save the questions that I thought would work with that for it, but there weren't a ton that I thought would work specifically for that. So I decided to do everything in one go, and then I will figure out some other kind of edging challenge for you guys to do a poll on or something for the future. But I have a decent amount of questions. Somebody, one of y'all, sent in one submission with like 25 questions in it. So that'll be a big one that I'm going to go through. But yeah, that's kind of basically it. So hopefully you enjoy the answers that you receive. First one is, what are some of your go-to fantasies when you're masturbating? Honestly, it really just depends on the kind of mood I'm in. Because I'm a switch, I kind of flip-flop between what I am looking for and like what's gonna really do it for me that day. So sometimes I want to fantasize about being completely in control, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just want to be a pillow princess and be a good girl, but it just depends on the day. As a sub, what are you more into, forced orgasm or orgasm denial? I am definitely much more into forced orgasm. I would much rather get to the point of overstimulation because I've come too many times than not get to come at all. What is your favorite kink to listen to? Again, it depends on my mood. Lately, I've really been into a lot of daddy kink stuff and like gentle, dominant things. I'm just feeling very soft. So that's kind of what I've been in the mood for. So that's what my favorite is at the moment. What do you like to do when you're bored? I try not to let myself get bored all that often. If I do end up being completely bored out of my mind, I'll probably just pick up my Switch and start playing Animal Crossing because it's something that is fun and entertaining, but I also don't really have to think too much about it, so I can just do it for a little bit until I figure out what it is that I do want to spend the rest of my day or evening doing. So I got, I think, 3 or 4 different variations of this question. Are you a size queen, or what is my size preference? I don't have a preference, really. To me, it's not so much about the size, it's about what you do with it. So I am definitely not a size queen. I don't really favor one or the other. I'm just happy to have one regardless. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why? I definitely would want to be able to communicate with animals. Because who doesn't want to live out the Disney princess fantasy? And B, I always have pets. I have never really gone without having pets, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what exactly is wrong with them, and it would be so much easier if they could just tell me. So that would be the one that I would want for sure. What are 3 of your favorite movies? Okay, so The Lighthouse, which came out last year, I believe, starring Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. Best horror movie that I've seen in at least a decade. I actually went to the theater to see it, and I don't really go to the movie theater all that often, but I made an exception for that one, and as soon as it was available on DVD, I bought it because it was so fucking good. I highly recommend you watch it if you've never seen it. Another one of my favorites that I always kind of go back to is Beauty and the Beast. I like Disney movies. They make me feel happy and nostalgic, I guess, for simpler times when I wasn't a little ball of anxiety. but Beauty and the Beast has always been my favorite because I relate to Belle the most. I love books. I love reading. I love getting lost and immersing myself in fantasy. And my dad used to call me Belle when I was a kid because I would literally walk around with a book in front of my face all the time. So that is definitely one of my all-time favorites. And the last one, I am going to have to say The Birdcage, which is a movie starring Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. And it is just a hoot and a half, let me tell you. That is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And I still own the VHS copy of it. And I have a VHS player, so when I get the chance, I usually will pop that in and watch it if I need a good laugh. What song always makes you happy? Honestly, any anime opening really will hype me up and make me feel happy, but more specifically, the opening theme for Hunter x Hunter just lifts my mood immediately. As soon as I hear that, I am just hype. I'm ready to like go run a mile because it just makes me feel so excited. How did you get into drawing and painting? So that one's a little bit more personal for me. My great-grandmother is the reason that I got into drawing and painting. She was a self-taught painter. That was her profession. I even carry one of her old business cards around in my wallet. And because of having her in my life for as long as I did, I got 23 years with her, which is a lot more than so many other people can say about a great-grandparent. But she was really amazing, and she was a phenomenal artist, and she used to always show me different things and try to teach me things and just share her love of art with me. So she is the reason that I got into it, and she's still the reason that I continue doing it. Would it be fair to ask your age? Yes, it's fair to ask my age. I am 25. I turned 25 in March of this year. What are your hobbies? Obviously, drawing and painting is something that I do as a hobby. GWA is a hobby of mine now, apparently, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. Aside from that, I really like writing, obviously, because I also post writing on my page, but I am desperately trying to get back into it. I don't just write not safe for work stuff. I have a few books that I'm working on very, very slowly because I end up spending 5 hours doing research for, like, a page worth of backstory, because that's just how my brain works. But I have books that I want to work on, and I really, really love writing poetry. Poetry has always spoken to me, and that's kind of the thing that I'm best at, I think, when it comes to writing. So that is one of my favorite things to do when I have the time and the mental capacity for it. I also took up crocheting for a little bit and needlepoint. I haven't done those in a while, but I might get back into them, depending. We'll see. Which would you rather have, 20 minutes of nipple play and 2 minutes of a toy on your clit, or 20 minutes of fingering and 2 minutes of nipple play? I will take the 20 minutes of nipple play. I could probably come from just that, if I'm being completely honest. I had a dude who went to town for like 30 minutes on my tits, and it was great, and I felt like I was going to explode. So that is definitely the route that I'm going to go. Would you ever do a collaboration with another not safe for work performer? I would love to. I think that that could be a lot of fun, honestly. But as one of my peers put it in their Ask Me Anything that they did, I am not at a point where I would feel comfortable doing it, just because I don't want them to have to do all the work. because like I literally record this on my phone, on an old phone that I have. I don't edit anything. I just kind of record it. 90% of the time, I don't even listen to it. I just hope to Christ that the sound is okay, and I post it. So maybe when I get a little bit better at like editing the audios and stuff, and if we could work out a script or something, I think that that would be a lot of fun. So in the future, yes, I would love to. Who are some of the people you like to listen to on GWA? So right now there are 5 people that I kind of just keep on going back to. And they are Akashka Necron, Karma Trap, Switchy Goofball, That One Soft Goth, and Hung Like a Tic Tac. Those are the wonderful creators that I spend the majority of my time listening to. Okay, this is a fun one. Fuck, marry, kill with the holy trinity of Chris's. Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Evans. This is tough for me. Because out of the 3 of them, I'm the most partial to Chris Hemsworth, just because he's like a big golden retriever. He's just adorable. But Chris Evans seems like a lovely man, and Chris Pratt's funny. So it's like hard for me to pick. I suppose there's really no great way to do this. You know, I am going to, I'm going to fuck Chris Pratt. I'm going to marry Chris Hemsworth, and I'm sorry, Chris Evans, but I'm going to go kill for you. That seems mean, but yeah. Yeah, I'm sticking with it. What was the last thing you Googled? I am pretty sure it was something for my humanities class that I'm taking. Something like, what kind of skills can you gain by studying humanities in the nursing field? Because I'm going to school for nursing, but I'm also required to take a humanities class, so I'm pretty sure that's the last thing that I Googled. Do you have any special skills or talents? I'd like to think that writing is one of my special skills or talents. I also like to sing, although I don't do it as much anymore. I grew up doing choir. I did it basically from the time I could speak until I graduated college the first time around, and I just really haven't had a chance to do choir-related singing since then. I dabble on my own, like in my car when I'm on my way to work, but I also really like doing like jazz and R&B stuff, so maybe one day I'll build up the confidence to like actually sing in front of people again, but we'll see. What is your favorite audio tag to record? Well, as of right now, I'm basically only doing rambles. I would like to try some scripts in the future, so I'm fairly open. I'm going to leave this up to you guys. Drop a comment and tell me what you would want to hear if I decide to start doing scripts, and maybe I will give it a shot and see how it goes. May I ask how big your breasts are? You may. They are a 38 triple D most days. Okay, we're going into the 25 question block of text. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? I honestly can't think of anything for like my country or ethnicity as a whole. As a lady from the South, a lot of people tend to think that people from the South are bumpkins or hillbillies or rednecks, which, to be completely fair, half of my family are rednecks, but I don't associate with them all that much, and I didn't grow up in that area. I grew up in an area of the South where there is actually a very large influx of people from up north that just moved there. So I kind of had a half and half. One of my parents is from up north and one of them is from the South. So I'm just a happy little mix of the two of those things. And if you get me fired up, sometimes I'll go Southern and sometimes I will go full New York. It just depends on the day. What's the dumbest / funniest sexual encounter you have ever had? So I tell this story all the time because I honestly just think it's hilarious. There was a dude I met on Tinder and I invited him over to a Halloween party at my house. We had a class together. It was fine, whatever. He was cool. Long story short, we ended up out front of my house making out against my car, and a homie asks me, literally with a hand on each tit, "Oh my God, these are great. Are they real?" And I think I just kind of like looked at him and I was like, do they feel real? I don't remember what his answer was, but I was very taken aback because they are very much real. And I know for a fact that they don't feel like fake ones because fake boobs have a very distinct feel. But it was just like such a mood killer and so funny. And I'm just like, dude, like, have you touched a titty before? You have to know what they feel like. But apparently he just, that was the first thing that came out of his mouth. And that night did not go as planned for either of us, I'm sure, after that. What physical aspect of the male body turns you on the most, and if possible, female as well? Well, I'm extremely pansexual, so that will definitely go. Honestly, for guys, I really, really have a thing for, like, hands and forearms. I don't know why. I just see a nice set of hands and I want to wear them as a necklace and I get all flustered and shit. So weird as it may be, I think that that's probably my favorite physical aspect of the male body, or a nice ass. I really like a dude with a nice ass. As far as girls go, I would say same. I like a nice ass. I don't know. I have extremely varied taste when it comes to females because there's just so many beautiful women in the world. Androgynous women, very feminine women. I can't pick for girls. They're just too pretty. For both, I would say eyes, but the eyes are kind of a big thing for me in general because there's so much intimacy and closeness related to eye contact. So I like someone who can hold eye contact with me without getting intimidated, because apparently I do that to people. I don't know how. I'm very soft. I don't mean to be intimidating, but apparently I am. Yeah, but I just like, eyes are the first thing I notice on people normally. What time during the day are you the horniest? The whole day, honestly. Since I hit puberty, have just been riding a wave of constantly mildly horny. Sometimes it spikes. Most of the time it's just a low simmer, and I could be ready to go with the drop of a hat, so I'm kind of just always horny. And what is your ideal amount of sex per week? It depends. Sometimes I might want to do it every day, sometimes multiple times a day, sometimes only a couple times a week. It just depends on my mood. Favorite sex position and why? I am very, very partial to cowgirl because I kind of get to be in charge. I mean, it's very easy for them to take over from there, which is also kind of hot and part of the appeal, but I don't know, I've always been partial to cowgirl, and then I'm also very partial to doggy just because there's so many options. I can get my ass smacked, I can have a hand wrapped up in my hair, I can have a hand around my throat. There's, the possibilities are endless. So those are the two that I would go with. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? 90% of the male characters in My Hero Academia. Honestly, if I had to pick a top three from the show, it would be Aizawa, Dobby for sure. You know what? I have to do top four, actually. I can't do three. I have to do four because it's Aizawa, Dobby, present Mike. I know. Don't come at me for it. My friends give me enough shit as it is for wanting to fuck present Mike. And All Might, but mostly in his, like, weakened form, because he's just so small and sweet, and I want to sit on his face. So those are the four that I would put at the top of the list. Even, you know, Shigaraki even makes the list, and I know I'm not the only one that feels that way, even though, again, I get a lot of shit for wanting to bang him, but I know that somebody who may or may not be listening to this will relate and understand, so we can suffer in solidarity on that one. Worst date and best date you've ever been on. The worst date, there were two, and both of them were situations where I didn't realize that it was a date because I thought we were just hanging out. One of them was a friend of mine in high school. I was, like, newly single, and he's like, hey, Django Unchained just came out. Do you want to go see it with me? And I was just like, okay, cool, whatever, fine. Apparently it was supposed to be a date. I had no idea. And then he was being weird and got too nervous to kiss me. So I had to make the first move, which was a first for me. But yeah, that was a weird one. And then the other one was when I was in college, and I, again, didn't really realize it was a date. He asked me to show him around a museum that I really enjoy going to. It was an art museum in my town I was living in, and 20 minutes into us being there, he got bored, and I was done from there, because if you get bored at the art museum, then I don't have anything for you. I'm sorry. Like, he just wanted it to be over with so that we could go sit either in the car or on the beach and make out, and, like, if you're not going to stimulate my brain, then you're not going to be able to stimulate any other part of me. So that was just a big nope for me. Besides GWA, what are your top three erotic subreddits to visit? Unfortunately, because I'm still pretty new at this and I haven't explored a ton, the only thing that I can recommend is erotic literature, because that's the only other, like, spicy subreddit I'm on. Everything else is just, like, wholesome memes and, like, animals that have the zoomies. So erotic literature is all I've got for you, unfortunately. What are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex as well as dating / relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Honestly, best advice I can give you is communication. Open communication is the key to any relationship, whether it be intimate or not. Communication is the most important thing. So just be good about that and you should be fine. How did you stumble upon GWA? Unfortunately, I stumbled upon it via TikTok, because there is a voice actor that I support on Patreon and they are wonderful. But because of that, a lot of their stuff showed up on my TikTok feed, which then brought me to some other content creators that are very popular on GWA, and then I just kind of fell into the rabbit hole, and I haven't come out since. I'm glad that I made it here, but TikTok can be a toxic place, which is why I don't go on there anymore. So I'm just going to be thankful that it brought me to all of you lovely people and leave it at that. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I don't do water sports. I don't do scat. I don't do incest or underage stuff of any kind. I don't really do non-con stuff either, but I'm not like 100% opposed to doing scripts like that, I guess. Other than that, I'm kind of an anything goes kind of gal. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick slash character? It's funny because the name that I have used to do spicy things on the internet before does not really match the persona that I would pick as a stripper, because I've done stuff under the name Bunny Sinclair before, but like, Bunny Sinclair doesn't sound like the name of a naughty librarian. And we all know that that's the gimmick that I would totally go for. So she'd need a different name, but yeah, the librarian thing is definitely what I would want to stick with. What is something other women do that you simply don't understand or can't relate to? You know, the only thing that I don't relate to is wanting to have acrylic nails, because I just hate the way they feel. Other than that, I'm very much a do what you want as long as you're not hurting anybody, and that's cool. You have your reasons. I don't need to understand or agree. But like, acrylic nails, fake nails in general, I just can't. They feel weird. I don't like them. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? I would tell her to stop giving a shit what other people think of her and trying to live up to everyone else's expectations. Do what makes you happy. Don't change yourself because you think that people will like you more or that it's gonna fix your relationship. It was dead from the start. You're better off without it, and you are perfect just the way that you are. You don't need to hide yourself. What was the last movie you saw? As far as the theater goes, I think there was a Bruce Springsteen movie that came out that I saw in theaters. Otherwise, I watched Akira for the first time recently, and it was fucking awesome. I loved it. I would like to watch it again when I am sober, because I was drunk when I watched it, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about it. If not, then what movie had a massive emotional impact on you? I am a crybaby, so yes, I cry during a lot of movies, actually. The two that stand out the most that I can like picture very well in my brain are The Fox and the Hound, because anything having to do with animals just like destroys my soul. And in the same vein, when I was in middle school, we read the book and then watched the movie adaptation for Where the Red Fern Grows. And it just destroyed me. I was bawling in class like a baby. And yeah, I refuse to ever pick up that book again. And I will not watch either of those movies because I don't like to cry if I don't have to. If all the sex toys you own came to life, Toy Story style, how would they behave and what would they talk about? I feel like they would all be very sassy because that's just kind of my personality, I guess. To be perfectly honest, they would probably make fun of me for not being able to keep batteries on hand, which is why my toys die in the middle of everything. So I can definitely see them poking fun at me for that. When was the last time you called someone a cunt and why? I called someone a cunt in traffic today. Not even in traffic. I was pulling into the parking lot of Home Depot, and this woman that did not have the right of way at all just whipped right out in front of me and nearly hit the front end of my car. So I, from the safety of my own vehicle, called her a dumb cunt and went on my merry way. What was your favorite cartoon growing up? There were a lot of them, actually. I used to watch a lot of, like, Ren and Stimpy, Pinky and the Brain, Real Monsters. Johnny Bravo was another one. I watched a lot of Powerpuff Girls, The Angry Beavers. Rocket Power was another one. Rocko's Modern Life. Basically just like a bunch of classic cartoons, mostly stuff that my mom liked a lot. Oh, and Popeye. I used to watch Popeye all the time. I loved that. How much does religion matter to you in a relationship? Would you be okay dating someone that believes in God, or would you be more comfortable if they didn't? I am very much a firm believer in people being able to believe what they want, and as long as you aren't using it to hurt or attack other people, then it shouldn't matter. I am myself a very spiritual person, and I kind of take little bits from all different kinds of faiths, just go like for what I believe in personally. I do believe in God, and I believe in pretty much all gods and goddesses, but that's just because I kind of grew up in a very open-minded household. My parents didn't want me to suffer the same fate that they had growing up, so they let me kind of do my own thing. So I really don't care. As long as they are okay with my belief system, then it does not matter. When it comes to politics, would you be okay dating someone on the opposite spectrum? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Just because we have a difference of opinion doesn't mean that we can't still like each other and want to spend time with each other. I have friends that are completely opposite side of the spectrum from me, but it doesn't make me love them any less or think any less of them. It's just something that we have different opinions on, and that's okay. Is using coupons on a first date sexy? I think it depends on where you are for that date, whether or not using coupons is sexy. I mean, hey, I'm a thrifty gal. I'm all about saving a buck. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe given context, who knows? When you're dating someone new, do you think serious topics and questions should be avoided and saved for later and keep the dates casual, or should they be talked about as early as possible, referring to the first 3 to 4 dates? Again, I'm very like chill about that. I am open to talking about it if the other person wants to, but I personally won't bring stuff like that up right off the bat because I tend to be a little intense anyways, and I'm not trying to scare anybody off. So if they want to talk about stuff like that, then that's totally cool with me, and if not, that's also fine. Okay, that was the big 25 questions that we had, so now back into some other ones. Do you watch porn? If yes, what do you find yourself getting off to the most, visuals or GWA audios? I haven't watched porn in months. It has been a very long time because I haven't needed it. And honestly, the last time I tried, it didn't really do anything for me. So I think that audios are what's working the best for me right now. What motivated you to take the plunge and go from a listener to a performer? It's kind of hard to pinpoint, really, because previous to this, I did have a private Instagram account that I was running where I was kind of trying to explore my sexuality and creativity with visuals, and I decided to take a break from it, and then the account got taken down, which kind of coincided with me finding GWA, and I guess I wanted to try a different outlet and see how it made me feel. So that's why I kind of decided to just throw something out there. Honestly, it was very much on a whim, just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to ask for verification and see what happens. What are you hoping your time in the audio community will help you find? I think I'm hoping it'll help me find a stronger sense of confidence in myself and just kind of help me to explore and become a better version of me, because I lack a lot in the self-worth and confidence department. So I think that I'm trying to do things that take me out of my comfort zone so that I can kind of help myself get to a better place. Do you get off knowing you're helping people stroke? I mean, yeah. That's kind of half the fun of it, really. I think that is valid for most people that do this kind of stuff. And when did you start making not safe for work content? It has been a while. I think I started making, like, visual stuff when I was a freshman in college. I didn't post as much of it, but it's been a few years since I started making stuff. I am a lot more comfortable posting things now, especially doing audios. I find the audios are much more comfortable for me to do than visuals, but eventually maybe I'll be doing both and they can kind of go hand in hand. Can you come from penetration alone? Sometimes. It depends. It depends on how horny I am, what kind of mood I'm in, what toys I'm using, stuff like that. So I can, it's just not all the time. What's one thing you like about yourself, personality-wise and physically? Ooh, hard question. I don't like myself all that much. Physically, I really like my eyes. I think that they're kind of unique and pretty because they have freckles in them and they just look really cool. It's like there's little strips of gold in them, and I don't know, they look cool. So I like my eyes and I like my freckles. I actually used to hate them and try to cover them up when I was in high school, but I just kind of got over that and now I embrace them and I am very happy with them. Personality wise, I think I would have to say that my favorite thing about myself is how loyal I am to the people that I care about. Like, if I'm really, really good friends with somebody, then I'm going to go to bat for them no matter what, and I will be ready to throw down in whatever capacity is needed to protect them. So I'm kind of I'm a ride or die friend. I will do whatever it takes to make sure that you are safe and happy, and I don't let go of friendships easily unless there is a valid reason to let go of the friendship. Thoughts on fisting? It scares the bejesus out of me, honestly. Like, I'm not 100% opposed to it, but I'm not, like, gunning to try it out immediately. So I'll say I'm on the fence about that one. Would you sleep with a fan? I am trying to keep this as anonymous as possible, so I don't want anyone seeing my face in any capacity. Who knows? One day that may change, but for the time being, no. Have you ever been caught / heard masturbating or while having sex? Yes, it's only happened once. When I was like 13, my mom caught me watching porn when I thought she was out of the house, and we had to have a big awkward talk about it, and it was highly embarrassing for me. Probably the most embarrassing moment of my entire life thus far. Any taboo fantasies you would share? I don't have a ton of taboo fantasies, I don't think. The whole, like, professor-student thing is has always been super duper hot to me, and I didn't think that it would ever be a thing that was, because most of my professors were not very attractive. And then I took an oceanography class, and man, was that professor fine. And I thought it was just going to be a semester of me pining after him because he was super hot, but he taught at a different campus normally. And then I transferred to the other campus, and he taught another one of my science classes. And I was stuck having to stare at him for another semester, and would have loved to bang him, but alas, he was married. I don't know if this counts as, like, taboo. I think it's probably just more of, like, a unpopular slash problematic thing that I'm into, but I kind of like blood play a little bit, which I'm sure ties into the fact that I have a pretty decent knife kink. But I also recognize that there are not as many people who are into stuff like that, and that is perfectly okay with me. I know that some people have much harder limits than I do, but those are kind of the three things that are the most, like, taboo, I think, that I'm into. What are some of your favorite books to read? I'm not going to do specific titles because I have a lot, but I will always love reading poetry, mythology of any kind, and gothic horror slash gothic romance, like Anne Rice and Edgar Allan Poe. Those are my peeps. I love them. I love their work. I've kind of always been drawn to poetry and mythology and stuff with darker horror themes. So those are what I tend to stick with when it comes to reading. But I will, with most things, I will try anything once just to see. Spit or swallow? Swallow, spitters or quitters. Mama didn't raise no fool. Okay, so I have about 7 questions left, and before I answer these, they are all questions that have to do with being intimate with somebody else, and unfortunately, I can't fully answer these because I'm still a virgin, and I have not had experiences that warrant good answers to these questions, but I will answer them to the best of my ability in my current situation, so I'll try. Do you enjoy your cervix being hit? I think I might. I'm certainly not opposed to giving it a shot and seeing if I like it. Kinkiest thing you've ever done? Have not dabbled all that much. I definitely would like to dabble a hell of a lot more. Being perfectly honest, spanking and choking are about as kinky as it's gotten for me, which I'm not going to complain about, but a girl's got needs. When were you most exhausted after sex? I think it counts if it's me fucking myself. So a couple months ago, I slammed a whole bottle of wine on one of my nights off from work, and I was gonna try and go to bed early so I could get up early the next day, but I wasn't sleepy, so I was like, oh, it's fine, I'll just, like, get off a couple of times and that'll make me sleepy, and then I'll be able to go to bed. And 2 hours and 7 orgasms later, I still was not tired. I was physically exhausted, but my brain was ready for round 8. Unfortunately for the rest of me, that was just like, ma'am, please stop. Where's the strangest place you've had sex? Well, it's not a strange place I had sex. It's a strange place where I sucked somebody's dick. When I was in high school, me and my boyfriend at the time went on vacation with my mom to a little beach house a few towns away, and there was an outdoor shower that was attached to it, and it opened onto this giant grassy yard with no fence and that was surrounded on three sides by a very open street. Anybody walking or driving by could have very well seen in if there was no curtain pulled, and there wasn't a curtain on it. So it's not like you could do anything to cover yourself anyways, which is why it was just a rinse off and get the sand off of you before you go in the house. So he and I decided to head back early because my white ass was getting sunburned and I was not interested in being in pain for the rest of our trip. But we were rinsing off, and for some reason, this is only the second time that I'd ever done this at all, but like, I guess I was feeling bold. And while we were rinsing off, I just turned around. I didn't say anything to him. I just looked at him and dropped to my knees, pulled his swim shorts down, and went to town. And he was very surprised because I had never done anything like that or acted like that before in the year and a half we'd been together at that point. But it was very liberating. It was kind of fun. Also a little scary because we very well could have gotten caught by anybody. Have you ever cucked anyone? No, obviously. Filthiest thing said during sex. Again, hasn't really happened yet. Honestly, the most mouthy and dirty I've gotten has been on here. So I guess filthiest things said during an intimate interaction has been with you guys. And last question, is there a fantasy that you've gotten to live out, or what is one that you would want to in the future? So clearly I haven't gotten to live any out, but I would most definitely like to live out the fantasy of fucking in a library, like up against the bookshelf, because that has always been a huge fantasy of mine. Having sex outdoors also seems really, really fun to me and just like thrilling. Plus, I love being like out in the woods and stuff like that, which I guess kind of taps into the slight fascination I have with primal play and wanting to bang in a clearing in the woods at like 6 o'clock in the morning when everything is kind of misty and dewy and quiet still. Car sex also seems kind of fun. I would be down to try that for sure, but only if there is ample room in the back seat, because I'm not trying to whack my head on the roof of the car or anything like that. I think that's the only three that I can think of for right now, but whew, that was a doozy. You guys sent a lot of really good questions, so sorry in advance that this is really long, but hopefully you guys enjoy it, and I will work on figuring out some kind of poll to put up for an edging challenge, because I said I was going to do it for this and didn't get a chance to, so we'll do it in a different way. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time.